He just signed his tender with the Buccaneers, restricted free agent, and I'm sure the Buccaneers glad to have him back. And that is defensive end Michael Bennett joining us here on 1010 CBS Sports Radio. Michael, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
I know that you and I spoke during the season, obviously, with restricted free agency coming up, and you were really anxious. You wanted to come back and be a part of the Buccaneers, right?
Yeah, I want to be back, you know, just to start something that's going to be great, and you know, with the guys, Daquan and Adrian and Gerald and Roy and Frank. It's just something I know that's going to be really well next year, so I'm just happy to be back and be a Buccaneer. You know, Mark Dominic has always been a nice guy to me, and it's just good to be back.
You know, it's got to tell you something, too. Obviously, you didn't get the long-term contract, but for the Buccaneers to place the highest tender on you really shows that they value you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, it does. It shows that the Buccaneers have faith in me and they believe in my abilities, and, you know, that's a good thing, especially when, you know, the team like the Buccaneers, they even have that kind of know for their defense and all the guys that they drafted. I mean, it feels pretty good, you know, to have their respect like that.
Michael Bennett just signing his tender today. He was a restricted free agent, going to be back with the Bucs in 2012. Michael, have you talked to the new coaching staff that has come in about your role on the team this year?
No, we really can't really talk about roles and stuff because it's against the rules right now. But you know, I've introduced myself to the coaches and just like a lot of other players have. So you know, we really haven't gotten into it. But I know April 2nd, we pretty much get to talk to the coaches and stuff like that. So that's a big day coming up.
What's your opinion on the new coaching staff coming in?
My opinion, I think we got a good coaching staff, especially up front. You know, Coach Cox and you know, the linebackers coach and Coach Melvin, you know, those guys are pretty good. And then, you know, Coach Sheridan, he's been at all the levels with the Giants and, you know, with the Dolphins last year. So I think our defensive staff is pretty good. And Coach Chiano, you know, everybody has nothing but high things to say about him.
Brian Cox had quite the reputation while he was a player. He's a crazy guy out there on the field. Is he going to try and instill some of that craziness into this defense as well?
Well, I think you got to have that craziness, and I think that's what Coach brings, and I think we need that as a defense. I mean, defense, you're supposed to have 11 animals, you know, when on Sunday you let them go, and then you got to put them back and then let them go, you know what I mean? So that's going to be a good thing to have.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the defensive line has in store for the future, obviously with so many young bodies there, and something that the Giants mentality was kind of bringing in those defensive ends, generating that pass rush and getting to opposing quarterbacks. You can beat anyone in the league if you do that, right?
Yeah, you can beat anybody if you do that. You know, you watch the Giants, you watch the Eagles, and you watch, you know, the Lions, and you watch those defenses go, and I think we have the key pieces to be able to do those things, and just got to be able to get in the right situation, you know, and be let loose. And I think that's what's going to happen this year, you know, with the coaches leaving in, Daquan and Adrian and Gerald and all those guys. You know, it's time for everybody to step up. I mean, we can't be talking about being young anymore or first and second year anymore, because this is the NFL, and only on Sundays, that's how you get your respect.
Bucks defensive end Michael Bennett coming back for 2012. Michael, before I let you run, you mentioned the Giants. What's up with your brother signing with the Giants and not reuniting with you in Tampa, man?
Oh, man, he had to do his, you know, he did what's best for him, and I'm happy for him. You know, the Giants is a good team for him, and getting out there with the Super Bowl champions and being able to play with Eli Manning, I think it's going to work out good for him. But I told him I wanted him to come to Tampa, but, you know, he had to do what he wanted to do. It would have been good to be, you know, have all my parents come to one game and all our family. Yeah, one game, but, you know, we'll play against each other, though.
I'll tell you what, good situation for him, too. The Giants, and you never want to root for people to get injured, but they had a couple of tight ends go down in the Super Bowl that went down with serious injuries. So there's a good chance Martella steps right in and is a starter from day one on a Giants team that's been very good the past couple of years.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why he looked at all the teams that were trying to sign him, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why he signed with them. You know, they're coming off a super high right now, and they're going to have a great situation, you know, a lot of exposure, and it's good for him. You know, I'm proud of him.
So are you guys, I believe his was a one-year deal. You've got the one-year tender. Are you guys a package deal next offseason then, or is that too far off?
That's too far off. Man. I'm pretty sure he'll probably come up with something on my brother, so it's going to be a unique thing.
Excellent. Hey, Michael, congratulations again. We're glad to have you back, and we're looking forward to big things and a big turnaround for this team coming up in 2012.
Thank you, man.